It says in Gittin, the Mishnah, may the get memdina sayam tzav shema fainechta fainechta. Mishnah starts off, and every single word of the Mishnah is very meduyik, everything counts. The Mishnah says a maybe, it's loshim b'diyevet, and Melech HaShlema says, why? Because the etim you should not divorce your wife, it's only b'diyevet. Ham Sofer says, even though it's b'diyevet, it's still this case, he's giving it to her because it's from memdina sayam. Therefore, you're doing it in tzav first, so maybe it's gemash yechein, doing it for maila, every word counts, maybe. Get, where the word get from, first it teaches you, place it says, get teaches you the 12 shuas to the get. The word get is how the Sefer Chaim says, because you never find the Torah, the Gimel and Tess ever together. So therefore, Kach Baruch Hu is saying they get, therefore the Gimel and Tess never together, so it's not the Moral's brother, therefore we call it get for this reason. In Medina Sayyam, yes, follow that. The Elders are over the shame of Goyin, and he couldn't find any Goyin. But the Maestro, the Rav's brother, is 20 years before the Goyin. So I don't know why the Elders don't say it over Sefer Chaim. I could have asked people for the Goyin, and where is this Goyin? People say Elders are shame of Goyin, because it sounds like a Goyin. Yeah, Gimel Tess. You saw Elders are shame of Goyin? No, but the Maestro, Sefer Chaim, 20 years before the Goyin says it already. How did he know? He went through it. Fine, go back. Yeah. On the pasuk. Okay. That's it. Nice. Also, the word Menir Siyam is very Medunic. Even if he takes this, it means Macham Rachok. Or if you're around in Rashi, it means that the place not Mughal, not Tzomuch, is also Zapkin Menir Siyam. The word Tzorach, what word Tzorach is very Medunic, is that the Gulayim Mashal says, teach you that if you have a choice, say Pnei Mechtav or say Kiyam, it's mitzvah min amokcha, say Pnei Mechtav, it's some ikim or important to say that. Shiyoma, it comes to teach you, lachukai at Elam, and Elam cannot be given. Even a regular person can't deny the exam. And we say the four words, the Pnei Mechtav, the Pnei Mechtav. Those four words, how mudurik are they? Show us how exact you have to say those words or not. Basically, it'll be four shailas. The mission is, again, the words are the Pnei Mechtav or the Pnei Mechtav. Meaning, do you have to say first both the phonemes? The Mishnah says the phoneme before the ksiva and the phoneme before the chsimo. Do you need both the phonemes or don't you need both the phonemes? One shayla is the Mishnah mamish mutu, you can say two the phonemes or not. Second shayla is the Mishnah says you have to say it, and the Mishnah writes a blossom kodesh in Hebrew. Can you say it in English? Can you say it in front of me, it was written in front of me, it was signed? Third shayla is, do you have to say it, or can the Edom that you're giving the get from them, or the Bezin, can they ask you before and after, and you say in, you say yes. Is it didn't you that you have to say it? Or no, they can ask you and you say yes. And the fourth shayla is, let's say you're the cipher, you wrote the get, and then you give it, and then you are the cipher, and they happen to be the shliach also. So you give it, you say that nikisati, I wrote it, or before and after. Is that a good get, or no, you have to say mamish lost from before and after? Four different shayla is, how meduyik are the words in the Mishnah? Again, do you say two b'fonais? Is it Rosh HaKodesh? Can you just say into the Bezdin? And also, if into Bezdin, and also if a Yeshua, if you say Nikitati. And so, I've got a fifth shayla also, Agav, if the word u'b'fonais, the extra vod, the vod on the achibur, if you also have to say it or not. That's a different shayla. But these four shaylas are basically all talking about the sugya and Nachimah and Alek. On the sugya of by Rav and Rav, one didn't hold of each other. So, first shayla, do you have to say two b'fonais or not? So, Yamshu Shlomo on the sugya of Nachimah, he says, the Mishnah says it, it's meduyik. Well, hey, no, in the Mishnah, you won't find any Mishnah or any Braisa that does not say two b'fonais. It always says it, for a mechtam, you won't find ever not saying that ways. So, Vadi, you have to say it. That's right. I don't know any Gemara that says it that way. It says one without bother. However, when I do find it, I see Rishonim who say it that way. And I've given him an hour of patience. Give him a maskal. He says, your dad does not help. Why? The time of Kshomar, the Fonai, Nechtam, Vinechtam, Daik Tvei. Patience does leave out the second of Fonai. Again, patience of maskal. Otu, also at the end of it, he says, Ach Yomar, the Fonai, Nechtam, Vinechtam, Rishonim, the Daik Tvei. Again, he left out the Fonai. And patience of Tvei also, he left out the second of Fonai. The true, there are no Mishnah of Reis that leave it out. I don't know of any Gemara. The Reis of Tosis does leave it out. So the challenge is, who's Dafka? Is the Mishnah of Reis, or is the Machlokes, Yom Shlomo, and Tosis? What's going on? So the Gemara says, says what, you know, we have Mishnah says Poinechtam, Rabbi says Askim, Rabbi says Asushmo, Rabbi says Askim. The Gemara asks, the Gemara says, Rabbi, why don't you hold the Bracha? Why don't you hold the reason of the Poinechtam, Poinechtam because of Lishmo? So Rabbi answers, Rabbi says why? Because if so, you should have said Poinechtam, Lishmo, Poinechtam, Lishmo. The whole Tekon is out Lishmo. Say the new word. Say Mamas the word, the Poinechtam, Lishmo. Say Lishmo. So Rabbi answer back, no, you say a lot of things. Di, Mafish, Medi, Bure, Osm, Gzayot. You say a lot of words, they cut it off. Fact, Rabbi, I might say Poinechtam, they cut off also. So Rabbi answer, no. Chad, Mekati, Gaius, one from two, a person cut off. Chama, close, Loi, Gaius. Vice versa. How many clothes, guys? One to three, a person will cut off. A chavim etatim lo, guys. So what does that mean? So Machlokes to show them what that means. Machlokes Rashi, this person is Rashi. Rashi, from Iri, the Ritzel, and the Kraskash, they all say, what's one from two? One from two of what? Is one from two meaning the words? Rashi says the words. You have, if you have one from two words, you're not going to cut off. You have the funny nechta, you're not going to cut off. And then the funny nechta, you're not going to cut off. Fine. But we have three words, funny, nechta, lishma, three words, us, l'gzayim, and what's the problem? M'shem b'fei, it's called l'chamadot l'amamzer. So Rashi says, one from two is going on the words. It's not, and one from two words, you won't make a mistake, one from three words, you will make a mistake. Tosfos HaRosh, the Shita, I think it's a Yechida, he says, what's the funny, nechta, nechta, one from two? Concepts, the inyonim. Funny, nechta is one, funny, nechta is two, and lishma is three. So one from two concepts you won't cut off. A third concept, saying Lishma, you won't cut off. So Mahog is Rashi and Brother Shem against Taisa Rosh, what is one from two? Is the two words or one from two different concepts? So there's two concepts, right? For the Nechtam, those two different concepts, then you can say Lishma. So that's Mahog is Rashi and Taisa Rosh. Comes along with Yamsu Shloimo, and I don't know if he had Taisa Rosh, he says the Pi Rashi, and Rabbi Sheet at least, You cannot say only one before night. Because if you only say one before night and not two before night, what's going to happen? You're going to say three words. Before night, nechtam, before night, nechtam, vid nechtam. You end up saying three words together according to Rashi, Oslo Gzaya. So Zofi Yam Shishlema, it's Madurik in the Gemara, that you have to say both before night according to Rabba. If not, Chod Mekos Gaya, if not, you're going to end up cutting off one of the words. And that's according to at least Rashi Shito. What about according to the Tosfos HaRosh? According to the Tosfos HaRosh, before, if you have two different concepts, and you won't cut off two different concepts, you say before and after, three and after is two concepts, there's no problem also with Zayah. Like Rami Makur, according to the Tosfos HaRosh, you would be able to say only one before and not two before. The Tosfos HaRosh was the Isaac Berab of Gerlitz. He said in Eitz Dalet that according to the Tosfos HaRosh, you do not need two before. And he's Moisif, Isaac Berab, he says, Tosfos will left out the three times the Fonai, three different Tosfos, and said, not have the second Fonai, he's just talking to the Tosfos HaRosh, that you will not push his Osman Gzayim by concept, only by concept, not in Yonim. For an after the Nephilim is not a problem. What? So that's the Azad of Rav. I want to say the place with the Shitose, with the Tosfos HaRosh, Moshe and Rashi, and Echnam, we need two before Nais. So this, at least strong of the Azad of Rav, is that I saw also two Rashis. Rashi and Chofes and Rav says in the Mishnah, maybe get the Eretz Yisrael, Rashi says, Ein Tzarech Roimo, before Nei Nechtam, Vi Nechtam. Also, Rashi did not say the second before Nais, he still rewrites it, the same words. Rashi again says, Vovon and Beis, say the same thing, before Nei Nechtam, Vi Nechtam. So, according to Azad of Rav, according to the Yom Shloim, the Rashi holds that you have to have two before the Mamish, but you have to say Rashi's love Dafka, Rashi's love Dafka, wouldn't place his love Dafka. But this is my thing, Shita's Rabbah, and also my theory, we have to say it in the Rabbah. This is in Rabbah. What about Rabbah? What does Rabbah hold? Rabbah holds the concept of Chodom Eklos Gaius. Rabbah holds one to three Gaius. Every time the Gemara goes back and forth between Rabbah and Rabbah, and it always stops at a certain place. It has to stop somewhere, because the king could go on. So Rabbi said from the first guy, Rabbi didn't answer. What's that Rabbi did not answer? He disagreed with him? Well, he's right and he had no answer. What's that? He's right, had no answer, he agreed with him. So the author showed from the Sim Kuklan days, Sifla Medawah said he agreed with him. He had no answer. I'm sorry for that. Kimmel said he agreed. So if you say he agreed, so just like Rabbi holds the concept of the first guy, and according to Rashi, you have to say two before nights, so then according to Rabbi, you have to say two before nights. That's what the Chassam Sofer says, and the Chassam Shulchan. However, the pashtus of the Gemara, this concept quoting the cross guy is the Chiddush. And first Yaakov says, he's redacting the Gemara, that Rav, we ask I Rav, what do you do? I Rav, what do you do? Because Rav did not hold the Rav. He doesn't hold this new thing, first we call it one of his words. He doesn't hold this concept. That's because we have to claim and other team to learn, Rishash, that Eichami Rav did not hold on this concept that one from three a person will cut off. So Machlokes had to learn the Gemara. Again, according to Rav, there's two ways to learn Rav. Did Rav argue on the word, on the concept of Chodim Mikvot Gaiz, which is again the Tres Yaakov, Kuhor, Rishash, Yamshu Shmoimor, or it's like the Yamshu Shulchan, the Chodim Mikvot Gaiz, he really agreed to this concept. He had no answer, the Gemara stopped. Not going to be no beat. Not going to be Rav. You have to say two bafonas now. Just like in Rav, when you actually, you have to say two bafonas, a Chodim Mikvot Gaiz, within Rav, when the Yamshu Shulchan, the Chodim Mikvot Gaiz, you would also say Chodim Mikvot Gaiz. You'd also say 1 from 3, you'd also say 2 from 5, it'd also be guys, you cut it off. So, this would be enough to know how you hold like Rav or Rav. However, the Yom Shoshana says that even if Rav, even if you hold that Chodim Mikvot Gaiz, you're not chosh for this, there's another reason why you can't say, you have to say both the Fonez, the Fonezam and the Fonezam. Well, if you say the words, the Fonezam, the Fonezam, so without two bafanais, so what does the word mean? It doesn't mean it's written and signed. What does the word and signed mean? It doesn't mean it's something you assign. It can mean you know it was signed. Yidati. But the answer is showing yidati. Yidati doesn't help. So if she does yidati, does not help. But even according to Rava, you need two bafanais, so yidati could help. Before that's only good according to Tosfos, it holds yidati does not help according to Rava. What about according to Rashi? The answer is holds like Tosfos. What about according to Rashi? So they'll come up to Rishash. Some say, they say, even according to Rav, since the Ikka Tekona was Al-Tekhsimus, Al-Tekhim, so Al-Tekhim, you would have to say the Fonei Nechtam, you would have to say on the signature of the Fonei Nechtam. And on the Ksivah, only Agar. So what makes sense, as well as some say, to make the Tafel more than the Ikka, that Tafel, you'd have to say the Fonei Nechtam, and they could say the Nechtam, therefore, why you'd have to have Kuba Fonei? So come out, sign for the Rav, sign for the Rav, you need to say both comes to Fonei, and then the by Nechtam is signed, because I guess it's in an order. I'm going to tell me a sign. Partially you said order what you saw in front of you. That's, so again, before I see Rashi, everyone agree that you need two apologies. Peter says, Rosh, can I raise line if you need to say two apologies or not? That's one shayla. Second shayla, you have to say the Moshe Mekodesh or not. You have to say in a bit, or you can say it even in English. It's almost the same exact shayla, same thing. Well, if you say it in English, how many words is it? You say in front of me it was signed, in front of me it was written. It's 7 words and 7 words. According to Rashi, the problem of Chodim Mikvot Gaiz is the amount of words. So you look for it, you have to yes and Rosh Mekodesh. You have to, because the problem is the words. According to Tosfos Rosh, the problem is in Yonan, the concept, so you, two concepts. You're still saying two concepts. Who cares how many words you said? According to Tosfos Rosh, and if not, it should be, you would be able to say the Chodim in any language you want. That's at least in Rav. What about in Rav? So again, according to Rav, if Rav agrees to Rav Chodim Mikvot Gaiz, again, like the Eichas Shulchan and the Sam Sofer, then also according to Rav, you would have to say in Rashi Shita, you can't say Mechatkilo in English, you would have to say it in Rosh Mekodesh. Rashi Engain, you say like Yom Shlomo that Rav argues in Rav, the Chodim Mikvot Gaiz, not kosher this guy is. If so, if you say it in English, you'll be able to. There's no reason. You can't say the son of Yidati. You can't say the son is the Ikkad more than the top of more than Ikkad. There's no son. Before when you're on the swine with the Rishash, you should be able to say it in English. That's what it should be. You know, totally, if you pass him like Rav, you pass him like Rav. Let's say, how do we pass him? So the Rishonim, the Rit, the Rav, the Rambam, the Itter, the Tzmar, the Tzmar, the Tzmar, the Rit, the Rajba, the Rambam, the Ran, the Beni Rokim, the Mordecai, the all hold, as we always said, the all hold, the lot of that Rav. The lot of Rav, the lot of Askim, and not Al-Kushma. However, they all bring down one sheet, the Ravid sheet, the whole, the lot is Al-Kushma. The Mahoik is Ravid with Kamat Rav Rishonim, or all Rishonim hold the lot is like Rav, not like Rav. What's Rashi sheet though? They bring down Rashi in Shabbos of Ramah Bo. Rashi explains the case of Fainatam. Fainatam, Rashi only brings down the element of Lishma, only Lishma. And also Rashi inducing of Ayin Beis, again, when he explains the case of whenever we get the Nisiyama say Torah, for an Ephraim, he only brings down the Ing of the Shmo. The son of Rashi Torah, and Hanukkah they ask, I mean, I got the happy heart against all the Paiskim. And Zalman the Chemin Dovah says, what's the name? What's the name? So we have Messi, we have Rebbe, we have Rashi, that's all the Rishonim. Allah Fahad, we pass him. Allah Fahad, we have passed him, like Yoho, the Inner Zab Kiyam. So the Inner Zab Kiyam, who have come out from Yom Shoyma, the Rishash, that Rebbe argued him out, although he's able to say it by nothing in any language you want. That's what should come out. However, the Amor, of course, the Amor, he cook them based, he says Zayin. The Amor says, the Chathila, you have to say it in Lashna Kodesh, only be the Arabs are good to say in any other language. The Chathila, you say Lashna Kodesh, or he says to say it with Mila Mila, with the person, but you have to say the word Lost my Kodesh. Before what? This one, the translator and the Arab Shulchan, because he holds the concept of Kodesh Mikvot Gaya is fine. You have to also say Lost my Kodesh, but that's Pimo. That's what the comment saying, Lost my Kodesh. The other point, you understand what's that. So, there's another translator, this one, Hakimo. He says, even though he passed a lot like Yoho, since the Dovah Shiba Ergo, since it's a very common thing, it's only Ish. Why not try to be machmal like all shitas? Both prophets, two we all like love as a son. We get that in, get that in also. Here the Psham and the Ramah is, we get lost in the coach, get rabbi sheet in, get rabbi sheet in. If not, yeah, you can say a co-op. So even though you pass it, a lot of like love, but a co-op, try to machmal and get rabbi in and also say it in lost in the coach. And who will do the same thing with Tuba Fonai? If you hold Fonai, roll up before you go. My sir, if you hold the other said that it needs the Fonai, it's also Fonai, it's also Tuba Fonai. So again, it's in the Yafei Rosh Nekodesh, according to Rabbi, you certainly would have to, at least according to Rashi, according to Rabbi, you might like it. And Rosh Nekodesh will either get Rabbi Shito, or because he holds the other that way itself. The third case we start off with Kohen is, he walks into Bezdin, and Bezdin says, was it written upon you, and it was signed upon you, and he says, came, you say yes. Is that good enough to say in? Well again, it's the word the Mishnah Maduri, but you have to say that in does not help. This is again a Kivega, the Simon Kufman base, the Shokharat, and Ezra. He brings down and says, I am Tumas Yishorim. Simon Lamavot. Over there, Kivega is stuck on the same, but Tumas Yishorim is made from a Hafner. Stuck on saying, well, the Mishnah, maybe the Mishnah Maduri. It's exactly what it says, and that they have a problem. You have to, it's Ramam, you have to be very Dayak, very Maduri, because the Chomer say. So it's made to be Master, well, too much to show him. He was a mixture of the Yom. He's written about 300 years ago, not the one we know. He was a God who all passed him over a lot of the Bakitin, about a goodness, and that time in part of the Magna Mishnah. And he says in Shavuot, similar to the test, he also wants to say that in does not help. Just like the Kivaka, too much to show him. And he has a very nice deal. Just so you know, because it's like a Mamash Amir deal. Just like every event in the mirror. And Rashi in the base of the days, Rashi says, according to Rabba, they hold us to Shema, he said the Poyim Nechtav, Poyim Nechtam, and what happens, you ask him if Shalun Alei, if it's the Shema, who on the end, and he says yes. In fact, we showed him one of the Rajba, if it's true, you have to ask him, he says yes. The Maskana was saying that you cannot say the Poyim Nechtav of the Shema, because you'll be off with Zayu, end up cutting it off. So what if we cut off? Let's go ask him. Let's do this last thing, let's say the Poyim Nechtav of the Shema. And then even if he cuts it off and doesn't say the Shema, so what? Hashanami Mishnah Shalina Lay. Let's go ask him again. But after Omar Nifta Vashma, name is Kashrut. Until he says it was written with Shema, you won't Kashrut. That's the word of the Rashma. That's the Mithim Leo. Rashi's the words were Omar in. When is not to come to say the Shema, Rashi says you can say it in. But the Rashma says, unless he was talking to say the Shema, and even if he forgets it, Nifta Vashma will ask him, and he'll answer it was Nifta Vashma. He'll have to answer the word Vashma. He changes the word from Rashi. Rashi is in, and Rashi ends with Lishma. I mean, once the second, say these words, those are words Yibamish have to say. That's right, which is starts with Rashi and ends with Nechtu Lishma. So you see, once the second, say those words, in, and not yet Yibamish say those words. The same Rashi will also not give more morale. Same thing, he says again, he starts with in, and he ends with Nechtu Lishma. Why? Because if it's Rashi, then he can just say in, because not about there. Once it comes to say Lishma, the person has to answer back Lishma. There's not the reason the Mr. Lilo that you should have to say the words Mamish Mefurish as we said because places. And that Gimel says the reason why that does not help and you have to say before Nechtav and Nechtav because the person is Medayik Tvei when he says Tvei Shepet. Says the stomach who again when someone issues something and you say yeah Medayik Kappa Matthias Lilo when the person says yeah Tvei Shepet Tvei Shepet out then you really make sure how old you are and that's Mamish Matthias see all the time you know when someone tells you yeah you ask him again, he says if you prepare Molly, you know for sure it's Emphasis. So that's not the reason why I said the phone is after Mamish and saying in would not be good enough. That's also the behetiv in Simkuf Mendei Kohen Aleph. It's also Machmir Zarot, and yet say the words Mamish. Again, we have the Kreger, Tumusishon, Behetiv, and the Nechem Eliyahu says that the Mishnah's words, the Fon Nechem, Fon Nechem, he has to say it is Meduik. Comes along the Chazmish, his Mahalach is a Vadi, and says the Fon Nechem, Fon Nechem, a Vadi after. But in is saying it, Hainu Ha. In is saying it. But also, when you say Shvuah, of course I say Shvuah, but that. If someone else says Shvuah, and you say Amen, you said the Shvuah. The Vadi has to be Fon Nechem, Fon Nechem. You can't Misham Lasei Shalachom. But in is the Maseo. In is as if you yourself said it. So Vadi can say in is no problem. So this concept of saying in, everyone agrees you have to say for an act, for an act. Michelle, it is, sometimes the Chazmish will say in means as if you mamash said the words, and the other people will say, no, you mamash has said Tamora for an act, for an act. But that was the third shayla. The fourth shayla is, let's say you're a cipher, and you wrote the get, and now the Baal Kol is to be the shliach. So bring the get to the Isha, and what do you say? What can you say? You say, "Ani kesafti yifanei nechtam." I wrote it, and front of me was signed. Is that good enough or not? That the con is to say, "Mamish yifanei nechtam." You say, "In front of me, you were signed." So the Tshuva Rabbaz and Simon Shimon Pes and Simon Tavav. He says, even if you wrote it, what's all the same yifanei nechtam? When you wrote it, it wasn't written in front of you. It is. I know how. You wrote it also after in front of you. So he says, it could to say yifanei nechtam, yifanei nechtam. Then it goes on, it's remote effect, even if you say Andi Kasati, and even if you say it, it's not Shver, because since we pass like Rabbah, and the whole reason that Rabbah says yes and put a Mechta, it's Oslach Lufay, or to switch to other states and think Kim is good as 1A. Therefore, it's good enough, Andi Kasati won't be Oslach Lufay. So he said that a Kim is then for a Mechta. So Andi Kasati is pretty good. So it might say, won't be, maybe Oslach Lufay, you won't switch to Kim states. That's what it was. So he says, but the Chachil is saying before the Mechtav, because it's Emes. Comes on the Chazmish, the Simon Kof Gimel or Eis Chofes. He says, the Chachil is saying, Ani Kesafti. Why? She Emes Mesukim Minakol. The bad thing is always Emes. Stick to Emes, you'll get in trouble, no problem, stick to Emes. That's the Eres. But my son, fine, but my thing is, what's better? Ani Kesafti, or before the Mechtav when you're Shliach. But the Russian of the Rabbaz is, to say, again, Ani Kesafti is not a problem, only if you're Rabbah, because you're Rabbah, that what for Nechtav is only not Osla Kufay, Hulafi Rabba, and the Kisafi won't be good enough. Why? Pshad is, Hulafi Nechtav is, you're saying from me, in Kitikunai. And the Kisafi maybe is not that Kitikunai. You say, I wrote it, we said I wrote Lashma, maybe it does not mean Lashma. This quote is Lashma that way, but the only quote to Rabba is that the Kisafi helps, the quote to Rabba, the Kisafi will not help. If that's true, what's better? What's Pshad of Rabba? Rabba says, you're saying from Nechtav of him. And why the funny next time funny is written, one you have to say that for? You have said, why Osla Kufay? So, as Osla Kufay, why did Holland pick the funny next time? Damn, they could pick anything. I heard one of the Bayman the Mir say. Then they ask the answer, and then funny next time. What's the big deal? It's, it won't be Osla Kufay. He knows. Every time you get, you say, ask the answer, say, funny next time. Why pick funny next time? Let's pick anything you want. Then yet, why that is there funny next time? So, my story is showing me I'm fine enough. He says simply the reason why I said it's funny Nechtav is because even Rabba agrees with me in no Mishma. Even Rabba holds Mishma. That one of us the Chupi Rabba starts to tell me has to be an Aedis. That's when we said Ashiyotah, it's not Aedis, can we show Aedis? It's nothing, it's meaningless, no one will take it into account. The only once we us the Chupi Rabba said it's funny Nechtav, but even Rabba agrees we need Mishma. Even Rabba, come out very strange. Maskur, the Gemara, you know, on the Dalai days, Rabba holds of Rabba, holds Kima Mishma. And Rabba holds also Kim and Lishma. What's happening? Only Rabba holds that Kim is totally, that Lishma is calling Kim. Meaning if you don't have to Kim, let's say, well, it's here, you don't have to Lishma either. But Rabba, looking on Ban, Rabba holds now, what's a fundamental method of us, the Kufay, you need to do it after Lishma. You have to say it after Lishma, Mamish. That's also because it's weird, and that's wrong. He says the same thing. The Apple got the Kaimor, and he's able to Shema Kaimor, and Lishma Lechashino, but still, since we made our Kokshiva Shnechtav Lishma, there is no Oslach Lufay. Once we had a Tekonah of saying the funny Nechtav Oslach Lufay, the Tekonah is, we have to say Lishma. So come on now, let's do it. Rabbi won't say, no, Rabbi, we can stop you with help, because only it's Oslach Lufay. We'll find Rabbi one off, because it doesn't call you Lishma. Even on that, if you can tell you it, you have to say any word the funny Nechtav, even the Kokshiva, you have to say Lishma. The Tekonah word, even in Rabbi, would say Lishma. So Chiddush, when Maisa comes out, it was saying, no, but you have a whole of Kima Lishma, which has 1.5 months. the Beit Yosef also the Pshan, Taish Nafim, or Taish says, Ot Lachu Taish, and the Ikri says, Chetiv Rishon, you have to be Lashmah Nachet Yachori. Why did Chetiv Rishon have the Shem Ish, the Ish of Asman, so to Beit Yosef, why those things? Because we have to have Lashmah. When the Prophet says Aedis, he has to say Aedis of Lashmah, that the color was the color of Lashmah, even according to Rabbah. So again, we come out the sheet of Tosis, the Ramban, the Tosis really, the all hold that even for a Nefesh, even for the Rav, is out for Shmur. The Marit says, it cannot deny. Can't say. Why? The Gemara says what? Rav, it's not all the Rav, or could according to Rav, you should have said, for a Nefesh of the Shmur, for a Nefesh of the Shmur, you should say it to Rav. What is Rav asking Rav? If Rav himself holds the Maskon, or the Indians of the Shmur also. How can Rav say, you Rav, you should have said in the Tekon of the Shmur, Mamish, but Zot Marit, Ken Abzayin, even according to Rava, by Nechav, it's also not who they keep the star, we'll say Asriyotza maybe, we keep telling the star, it's more Nikr, but Rava, even according to Rava, you don't have to say nearly, I don't think it's a Raya, because Rava, about his mouth, and the Ikr Indian, we were mistaken by Get, saying for Nechav, is up to Kiyo. That's the Ikr, that's the Shura of Rava. One thing for Nechav, of Osla Kufa, it's only of Osla Kufa, the point, like that's a Stam Lishma, that's good enough. Of Osla Kufa, Stam Lishma is good enough. If the Keen is like Rabba, the Ikr is out Lishma, but say it straight out. If it's not Rabba, only Osla Kufa, so Stam for an effort, Stam Lishma, that would be good enough. Finally, we get to have this focus over here. In Rabba itself, if for an effort, the Keen of Lishma was not in Rabba, or the Stam for an effort was Osla Kufa. So this is also answer of Shaila in the Beis of Beis, we show him Iskan Rashi, that Rashi says, if you rabble, that when you come to bed, then shall we delay yet, nikl v'shma v'vama in. But Taisa said that's not the meaning between rabble and rabble, so that's not the meaning. According to Maskar of the Gemara, once you say the rabble also has to find that, because they also find that, so Maskar also, even for the rabble, we also have to ask, it also say in. The same thing, you also ask, you also shall in them, same thing. But the other person will give, either they want to say like this, Hakma Angle, even according to Rabbi, you don't have to ask them. But my sister, this also answers the character of the Rashi. So this Indian, or again, saying before the Nekta, if you have to do it in that, if you have to say two before night, you have to say Lashon HaKodesh, if you have to say Lashon In, or the service of Nikasati, Hash is not negated as much as that. Why? Today, we have cars and airplanes, whoever the Ish is, the Ish can get there. There's no problem sending a shliach, and usually the Isha is in one room. There's no problem, the problem give a guest fix, the Isha is no problem. Usually. So, and therefore, yes, that usually the get why? Because if the Baal doesn't get, again, if the Baal doesn't get, they have to find out to give a fix to the Isha, so place the base of the base, close to Gemara, and the Baal, who asks me, the Akita ain't such a much fine after fine after, he doesn't have to. Why? So place this, Mitkit Nokalevi Yoga, the Eum, I don't know, he's going to get this Isha, he's going to make an error. So what does that mean? So it explains the Ram Shifty to Taisus. Bishlam Rava says Chashash only at Ziyaf of Kiyam. So who's going to chosh the Ziyaf? The Isha. Because the Isha is making up a false stand, he's giving to her. We chosh the Isha made a false stand. How do I mean chosh? He wrote a false stand and he's playing games. The Maksimu, which is Taisus later, the Eidah chosh Maksimu. Whenever chosh is, at least coming to Maksimu or his wife. If you ate him all, they made a mistake. Whenever chosh him, never chosh her. So Rav is very good when the Baal gives a get, you don't have to say according to Nefta. What about according to Rav? What about according to Rav? According to Rav, what do you have to say before Nefta or before Nefta? That's Tosfos discussion. Tosfos answers the whole reason we say before Nefta and according to Rav by the Shema, the last Ba'amot, that's what we assume it's really close to get. He's coming to make trouble. But the Emes McCoy is not even saying the Emes. So if last Ba'amot, he himself is bringing the get, well that's first you can make the last. So therefore, when Baal himself brings the get, we'll feel there's no problem. Say the Chlava, you would not have to say before the Nefesh, but before the Nechem. That's Taisus. So you pass away, there are more in Simon Kof and Beis, except the Dalit says, every single time a Baal brings the get, he has to say before the Nechem, before the Nechem. Of course, the Ketz Taisus, because Taisus is called the best in the Forge tomorrow, the Mor says black or white, you don't have to say, and the Mor says you have to. So Mor ends off white. They should litter the Shliach Acher. The Hnuch Kumar Ba'amah, wouldn't make mistakes in another shliach, therefore Ezrami Abal has to be funny after, just like any other shliach has to be funny after. That's his reason, and the Shmuel over there brings down another reason, Sipshat, why the shliach has to be, Abal has to be funny after. He says, because since the Rashi is like the Rabbi, the whole like Rabbo, or Rashi, or the Rabbi's Chaim was like Rabbo, And according to Rabbah, what does Taisus say? Hilchanami Dinan says Kohen Nefesh, Kohen Nefesh, because B'lai Ba'almo. What about according to Rashi? According to Rashi, Rashi reads not B'lai, Rashi also Ikkachash, Shmoy Kishmoy, Shmoy Kishmoy. And so Ikkachash, the man is there not Bekim, the man is there not Bekim. Hilchanami, according to the Mikkah did, if you choish Rabbah, when we match with Rabbah, even though we hold up Rabbah, but if we match with Rabbah, Hilchanami, you would have said Kohen Nefesh, Kohen Nefesh, even about himself. So there are two reasons why this man is there. Paul has to find that for an Echnam. Either on the Kveil of Shash Brichus, Chumma Ba'alma, or to the Kveil of Chumma or Kveshish for Rabba. So, if the Baal is coming in the Dinn of Shlirach, so when does the Shlirach have to take the point after them? From Muslim. I'm sitting here, my wife's sitting here, they give a Shlirach to give it to them. He has to take the point after them, in the same room. So you have to not take the point after them. So if it was here, the Edom here, the Bezim's here, we have to take the point after them. Or not? Let's go. So she says, figure out the reasons out for Shmo, or not the king with Shmo. Rashi, interesting, says, Rashi says in Eitim Medina, let's say find after find after, Rashi says, keep going, make your own year. One thing to notice, but Eitim year, even with Shmo, Rashi says you don't have to. Rashi again, now on base, the same thing. That's no one, so Rashi says in Eitim year, for Shmo, you don't have to. Chase and Dalai Lama argue, Chase says, even with Eitim year, you have to say, for Rabba, you have to find after, because there's not the king with Shmo. And that's a Rabba. Let's go to Rabba, we pass my Rabba. You have to find that stuff, so in Poshik Moshe you don't have to. Why? Because Eitz Medina is Shireh Metsuyes, people go back and forth, and therefore there will be no problem in one room still, in Koshik in one city, and you won't have to take the point of Nechem according to Rabba. That's more than that base. More than that an hour. Rabba speaking says that even though he held the recent Atzkiyum, the principle's man is there. He says, Rabba says, Masim Oshu Shkuna, even in one Shkuna, one neighborhood, yes, said for a nephew of a funny nephew. That's why I always came. My answer is the 90. And last week's shot in the 90 is that true that the comments in tomorrow people recognize the handwriting. But there's manners there, people are so cold, people are so busy. They only recognize the owner of his handwriting. The muscles, you recognize the new issue. You know, you even guys next to his handwriting. You live in Barbara's neighborhood. You know, next to the neighbor's handwriting? No, we don't even know our neighbor's handwriting. Then we should live in one market, one schooner, everyone's mouth up to each other. Everyone knew what happened to everyone else. Everyone knew the gospel was around, everyone understood, everyone knew the signatures. This man is there, there's not the this man is there. Even if it's a schooner, or it's a schooner that's like three houses, even if there's three houses, you have to do a kiyum. One house, a third house, you have to do a kiyum. Why? Because people do not recognize handwriting, and this was not said, she has to see it. Not said that people know that it's the people know the handwriting, but people just don't know. This you have to say before that them and before that them. So that's the Gemara goes to the Ba'isha Shkuna, that neighborhood. What about in the house itself? What about in the house? That's where the Shah is being cried against and by the next of Leo, and Shavuot, and Simcha Pei, and years ago. He cried the Shah, what about the same house? It comes out that you do have to live in the same house. Mamash, when the Shkuna is in front of you, for this reason, because people don't know the handwriting, wouldn't every single time a Baal gives a guest, you have to point at them? There's no difference. Unless you're my widow, I never heard that every Baal says point at them. Never heard such, and I never did a guest, and there's so on thing happening, but the Yechidus would come out, if you hold Mamash, every Shluch, give the Shluch, give your wife, right in front of you, and have to say point at them, wouldn't the Baal give you Shluch to his wife, but have to say point at them. Again, Ramos is Lavoko, Ramos in 50 Dalit says that we either a Machmal, Rabo, or Kuzuk, or Shluch, and we do say, every Baal has to, if it's a Shluch, he has to say, the Gemara not the way has to. You're right, the Gemara is not the way, that's the wrong. The Gemara is of course not the way, places that are based on various things are down. The Gemara says, every Baal has to. So, what about the Gemara? You wonder at one place. So, the Russell released the Gemara when it says, bring down this Halacha, that even the neighbors, that even what Yisrael Shkuna has to, the Russell is, I feel like bias for bias. One has to, another has to. The Gemara is, even what Yisrael Shkuna has to, you don't have to. Even if it's based on the self or argues on the Amor, it says, Rosh is, I feel my bias in Aliyah. From one room to the attic, the upstairs. Sounds like everyone agrees that Vajim or Issa Chayda are actually. Rather than this room itself, even if it gets a Shlech to give somebody else, a Vajim will not have to point Nechem or point Nechem. Shlech will not have to, who didn't have will not have to. Fine. So come out, even though, if so, true that Vajim or Issa does not have to in the room itself, the only shadow that is safe to report it. Say, yeah, all these things, that's the real enough to use the Shah to use the Shah to run in front of the Isha. This is the Kum, again, is that the Mishnah is the Mishnah, every word the Mishnah counts, and the Mishnah says the Foreign Nechem, how in the book of those words, do you say two before the Isha not? ולכתחילו, כמו שרשי, בכל אופן, אין מי מרצים לישון, שתיים רשי, שתיים רבו, שתיים רבו, כשתו ראש הישבאים, ראש הכל שם נזרת, כן, אופן, to be the same thing, והם לא פסו לי, לכתחילו, את הבדיים, לישות שלהם ראש נקל, this is the word in, so again, if you're eager, the time that you share, and the director, they say, you are not saying, the chassid says, no, you can't say, because the same thing as if saying the word mamish, and the kisati, the hope, that that's what the chassid said before I met up, the chassid said, the chassid would say, and the kisati, my soul, the food, to become a shiloh, if for a met up in Rojo, if for a met up of the Shema, or some for a met up of Oslo Kufay, called Rojo that says, called Rabba that Rabba says Shalilon, so the food is going to Rav also around say Shalilon if you learn the Fine Nachdom of Rav's Ovar scheme. Because Manazer at the Baal, if you get this right, then the Rav is, the Ramah says yes to the Fine Nachdom like any other Shliach. The Gede of a Shliach, the Roshan of the Mechaber is either made by the Roshan of the Ramah is made by the Bias, the Roshan of the Ramah is made by the Ramah, vice versa. And if the Mechaber is in one room, the Ashi will not have to say the Fine Nachdom, Fine Nachdom.